would like to tell you a secret that probably you know, but you forgot. And that secret is that just behind that curtain, Giriraj is there. And he's still awake. And he can hear everything. And he really likes it. He gets so much pleasure that when the devotees chant sincerely Krishna's names and glorify Krishna, he gets so much pleasure that he rains blessings and mercy on everyone. So we are so fortunate that we are in the presence of Giriraj Govardhan. And I would like to now read a pastime in poetic form by Srila Rupa Goswami that describes Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill. You have to be able to see it though. When I'm reading what Srila Rupa Goswami says, please see the pictures, especially what Krishna does when he's lifting the hill. And listen to this first verse. May the king of Braja, who, when Indra covered the sun with clouds and sent great rains making tumultuous sounds of jama jam, jama jam, with the playing of thunder, may the king of Braja, who protected his relatives by lifting a great hill, may he break apart all of your fears. He gave shelter to all the residents of Vrindavan. May he break apart all of your fears. O Lord, this is glorifying Govardhana Dara, he who lifted Govardhan Hill, Giriraj, the king of mountains, who is known as Govardhan. O Lord Govardhanadara, by speaking with great logic, he stopped the Indra Jagya, who is very attached to worshipping the Brahmanas and Govardhan Hill, who convinced the cowherd men in a moment, who at once began the worship of Govardhan Hill, who, along with the gopi girls speaking words of praise and dressed in splendid garments and crowns of flower petals, and also along with the gopa boys loudly speaking many prayers, they all showered flowers on the hill. Who assumed a form as large as a mountain and ate the offered foodstuffs, who pleased the gopis by fulfilling all their desires, who decorated the hill's peaks with many flags, who pleased the hill by circumambulating it, who, when because the Indra Jagya was stopped, the king of Swaga, Indradev, filled the horizon with thundering clouds, showering rain to destroy Vraja. You saw Nanda and the other gopas distressed by the constant rain and broken with fear, and the cows cold and frightened. Then, inspired by love for your friends, and melting with compassion, with your left hand, to everyone's astonishment, like a playful regal elephant, casually and happily lifted and continued to hold Govanon Hill, the great mountain that touches the sky. Who then said, "O mother, why are you unhappy when your son is noble and generous? O friends, your troubles are all over. Have no doubts in your heart. These troubles are over. Do not be afraid. I have now made this hill into a great house. Don't take this rain and lightning seriously. Laugh at Indra and enter underneath this hill." Who was again and again glorified by the gopis, as with lotus faces glowing with transcendental happiness and breathing a sigh of relief. As the rain was falling and the thunder was rolling, they entered the palace-like cavity of the hill. Then, while they were under the hill, all the Brijbasis, Srimati Radharani began to speak. "Vishakha, how is it that your friend is now holding the great heavy mountain on the delicate, his delicate five fingers? How many fingers? Five. When I see him in this way, my mind splits in pain and anxiety. O lotus-eyed one, how is it that this time when the directions are darkened with terrible thundering clouds and garlanded with hurricane-like winds, Krishna does not feel tired by lifting this great hill, which has just eaten so many offerings of food and which has many tall peaks touching the sky? How is it that Krishna is not feeling inconvenienced and tired and pained? In Braja, are there not many powerful Gopa men, their bodies hard with muscles? O Vishakha, O noble lady, why should the heavy shaking hill be held by someone who is as delicate as a flower?" Giri Tata Govardhana Pratanayam, Srimati Radharani prayed. "O Tata, O dear Govardhana, I pray to you, please become as light as a big kadamba flower so that he will not become tired as he holds you in his hand. O auspicious one, O Giriraj, I bow down and offer my respectful obeisances to you. O sincere and noble friend, please now gaze at the face of Murari of Krishna. Look at the ends of his moving locks of hair. Can you see his smile? Can you see the dancing of his eyes? I think he has deep love for all of us." Then Mother Yashoda began to speak. "How can my boy Mukunda, how can he hold up this heavy king of hills when his stomach has become so thin with hunger? O king of Braja, you must force him to eat. Put some of the sweetened yogurt in his mouth. O Balarama, O Nilambara, I am pained now to see your younger brother is holding up this hill. It is such a great burden. Show your strength. Help him." Then Krishna, hearing these affectionate words from his mother, he glanced at her. And casually, he shifted the hill to the tip of his little finger. And he pacified the worried gopis, about whom the gopis said. Then the gopis began to speak. How did this 7-year-old boy, who still plays in the dust, and who still practically has his mother's milk in his throat, how did he get the power to lift this hill for so long? This hill that is heavier than Mount Kailash? Because he holds it on the tip of his finger with such casual playfulness, we do not fear that this hill will fall. Look! The hill in his hand. It looks like the earth on the trunk of an elephant. Or the moon, whose face King Nanda and the gopis, who have completely given up eating, and who were full of transcendental love, they gazed at his face. They stared at his face with wide open eyes. They could not take their eyes from his face. And they all gave up sleeping for 7 nights. Govardhana Dhara, Krishna, who was holding up Govardhan Hill, he made fun of Indra's terrible, lightning-filled, sun-eclipsing, ferociously thundering clouds, propelled by hurricane winds and garlanded with rainbows. Govardhana Dhara, who drove away the false pride of blinded with the mud of ego, rain-sending Indra, who restored prosperity to Braja, who shows no limit in punishing the wicked, who then said, Krishna then said, the great rains, the hurricane winds making sounds of janja, the lightning, and the terrible garlands of clouds have all gone. The sun peacefully shines on everyone in the sky. And then he looked at everyone under the hill and said, oh heroes flooded with bliss, now you may all fearlessly go outside. Who, after speaking these words, made your kinsmen go out, who placed the great hill where it was before, and who the beautiful gopis showered with yogurt, milk, grains, and sprouts. O handsome Lord Govinda, we happily bow down to offer our respects to you. Please be kind. Please repeat after me this prayer that Rupa Goswami is saying. Mentally bow down to Lord Govinda. And please repeat after me. Please be kind and give to us a drop of the pure love that completely eclipses the moon of non-devotional philosophy. O Lord, who by strongly lifting Govardhan Hill humbled Indra, who shook his thunderbolt and sent many terrible clouds. O Lord, who with your transcendental form eclipses the splendor of black bees, with that form you delighted the palace roofs decorated with blue lotuses. O Lord Govinda, O bliss of Nanda's house, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Govardhana Dhara ki jai, Srila Rupa Goswami Dhara ki. Gita. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan. Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai. Jaya Radha, Shama Sundara, Radha, Shama Sundara. I would like to introduce you to a long-standing tradition of our Govardhan retreats. But everyone has to stand up right now.
Bolo Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai!
A little bit louder, please. Giriraj is so kind.
Bolo Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai! Thank you.